Hey everybody, and welcome to the next edition of Earnings Count Up. I'm Greg.
I'm Teresa.
Nice to be sitting with you today, tonight. Whatever it is, whatever time it is, great.
Yeah, it could be daytime, could be afternoon. Lady says hello.
It's late here on Monday night, and newsflash, I just finished my first shift with You Need a Budget, so it was kind of amazing, kind of a dream. I loved it.
I sat there doing my homework.
I sat there with some noise-canceling headphones on, trying to create the ambiance of being in an office.
Yeah, it was great. It's great to be working together, even though on separate things. Like right now, I'm sitting here working on finishing this pint of Trader Joe's pumpkin ice cream, and Greg is working on finishing his...
quesadilla.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have the things we like to eat. Mm-hmm. Although this is kind of a role reversal, because normally I eat sweet things and you eat salty things.
Yeah, savory. We really want to know, what is your go-to? Sweet or savory?
Yeah, let us know. We have a brand new email address set up. It's info@irvingscountup.com. Mm-hmm. So let us know what you like, sweet or savory.
Are you on my side, savory all day, or Greg's side? All I do is sweet, 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 no matter what.
Also, I think it's important to note that the real reason we set up that email address is we would love to talk about what you guys want to hear. Like if you have any questions for us or suggested things that we should talk about as, you know, individuals or a couple, like,
yeah,
you know, we're an open book. So if you have any questions,
you want a guest star and you're like, let me star on your podcast. No, but really, go for it. Be creative. Nothing's too crazy of a question to ask or something that you want to know, maybe about our families or our relationship. Or
if you're just trying to schedule a time for you to sleep on our couch, that way we take you to Charlie's.
Which,
by the way,
we did go to, and delicious. It was great. Yeah, great is a pretty weak word, and I don't like to use it, so let me see. It was refreshing. It was enjoyable. It was... kind of like you felt like you were in on a secret, I think is how I felt like going there. Like, because it's kind of like afastado. Oh, that could be the Portuguese word of the day. Actually, I really wanted to use
one. Let's do that one. Afastado. What's that mean?
Afastado kind of means like pushed to the side, like hidden in a little corner. Kind of like, I guess the American
for those of
like
you that
hidden in a little gem.
Aren't watching away, the video like podcast gem. Of this version.
Which, what video podcast?
Yeah, it doesn't exist yet, but maybe maybe someday. Video podcasts are a thing. But as Tree is explaining what afastado means, and apparently it's, you know, pushed to the side, she's literally pushing air to the side with both of her hands. And mind you, one of those hands has a pint of pumpkin ice cream in
okay,
it.
Okay, I would just also like to put Greg on blast by saying that I was trying to fight for holding the laptop on my lap while I was eating this ice cream. And Greg was so against it. Adamant. He was like...
anybody that has seen Tree eat understands why.
What? I plead the fifth, right? That's a right I have. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also means that I was 100% correct for doing that.
For those of you who do know me, you know that it's better to go on my side. So, you know, Greg's 100% right on that one.
Anyways, back to Charlie's. You know where... we weren't finished with Charlie's. Back to Charlie's.
Afastado. Charlie's is a little like... no canto, afastadinho, se você... você nem iria perceber se você não tá procurando. I'm trying to translate so I can give them a... concept of afastado kind of means like if you weren't really, you wouldn't really notice it too much if you weren't looking for it. It's kind of just tucked away in a back road, but it's everything we wanted it to be, right?
So it's really funny also that you're describing it as afastado because really it is. However, the day that we went there was the anniversary of the airport, and so there's this big open house, and it was pretty packed.
No, but
I mean,
still,
for
like,
for the small area that it was, there was a decent showing of people.
No, it was definitely popular, but, like, you can be, a place could be afastado without being, without meaning it's empty. Like, afastado doesn't have anything to do with empty, you know? I mean, and it's not just places that are afastado, like, things can be afastado, too. But yes, in this context, afastado means like a little hidden treasure, like tucked away. We also, our next stop is Shorty's.
We were speaking with friends, and when they heard that we went to Charlie's, they said, oh, then you'll really like Shorty's. Apparently, Shorty's is the breakfast spot to the Charlie's lunch spot. So
when we were dating, first kiss story. So we were on our first date in D.C., magical time. It was great. And Greg goes upstairs to my apartment, and we're watching. What were we watching? I can't remember.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean and then Lion King, right? Or it was Lion King first and then Pirates of the Caribbean. Anyways, so he leans, we're on the couch, I sit in like all snuggly, and then he leans in to kiss me, and I push back so fast, because I never like kissed anyone at that point. And I invent this game, If You Really Knew Me. And it would be, so then I was like, hey, so let's play this game, right, Greg?
Yeah. It's called, If You Really Knew Me, You Would Know. And it goes like this. I'll start. If you really knew me, you never know. Or you would know. I never kissed anyone before. So, clearly, this came as a shock to me. You know, Tree, this sweet, laid-back girl who also was like, giving me the signal.
What, just because you're laid-back?
No. You're giving me the signal. Her legs are across mine. We're cuddling together on the couch. Her face, she's leaning in.
I'm a close talker. Anybody who's around me knows I'm a close talker. I'm a close everything.
Yeah.
I don't have no sense of personal space. All right, well,
did I know that at the time? I thought you were just really into me.
Well, apparently.
Turns out you were.
Anyway, we started playing that game, If You Really Knew Me. And I wanted to give them that backstory because if you really knew me, listeners, you would know that breakfast food isn't my thing. It's not my favorite meal of the day. Maybe it comes from growing up in a Brazilian home where, yeah, I love to eat. Don't get me wrong. And I will definitely eat breakfast. But if you had to sit down and have a meal with me, 100%, 10 out of 10 times, I am choosing lunch. But not no peanut butter jelly lunch. No offense, Greg. And not, well, I do love a good sub. But, like, I'm talking, like, a meal in the middle of the day. Like, that is my jam.
Well, because that's very much the Brazilian South American way.
Mm-hmm.
You have a big lunch.
Yeah.
But if you really knew me, you would know that my favorite foods are always breakfast foods. Whether it's the sweet side with waffles or pancakes.
French toast.
French toast. Ooh, absolutely. With a good syrup. Also, shout out Trader Joe's right now has this great bourbon barrel aged maple syrup. I know. It sounds crazy and it's expensive.
Sounds
we
delicious.
We definitely did not buy it, but as an employee, I got to sample it. It was amazing. Mm. Anyways, so you have the sweet breakfast or you have the savory breakfast with like the sausage and egg, like sandwiches or omelets. And
yeah,
my mouth is watering talking about it.
Greg, tell them what the motto is for the Shorty's Wing.
Yeah, so Shorty's. We looked up their website and saw their menu and Their motto is great food, large portions, small prices.
All our favorite things.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, man. Let's see what else. Oh, so Greg said that he started YNAB today and that he said the Trader Joe's thing that he finished up his last shift there. So we're pretty sad about that. But we still get to shop there, which is fantastic. And let me tell you, pumpkin everything. It does not stop with the ice cream. All right, just to give you guys an idea of all the pumpkin madness that we've partaken. I don't think that's right. We got pumpkin JoJo's.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with Trader Joe's, JoJo's are the Trader Joe's version of Oreos.
Right.
So it's way better than Oreos. I mean, unless you've had them, you can't really know.
And if Greg, you have being had them, you understand. The sweet tooth person that he is, you know, sweet, savory. I'm savory. He downed the whole box himself, so I think I had like one.
Well, okay, that's probably true.
I think I had one. Okay, and then, but that's okay because I loved the pumpkin ravioli. That was my favorite. The
pumpkin
that
was ravioli so was good.
Then we got pumpkin. We couldn't not get pumpkin dog treats for Lady because, you know, it's fall.
Yeah. Well, and we also couldn't not get pumpkin beer.
Right. Because for Greg.
Because it's me.
Right. And then there's these really cute butternut squash, but pumpkin shaped pasta with
a pumpkin like fall sauce.
Right.
It was delicious.
And we bought pumpkin cream cheese. And I even bought pumpkin Greek yogurt. I think this is the point that I started to get a little carried away with the pumpkin.
You know what? We also made pumpkin bread for our small group.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Also, funny. Just a little side note here. Trader Joe's has an amazing pumpkin bread mix that is phenomenal.
Oh, and what about that other thing that they had
All you need is egg and water.
Have this awesome pumpkin marble chocolate thing. Do you remember that?
It's called pumpkin mousse.
And then transitioning from pumpkin to apples, we bought some delicious apples, but the Honeycrisp apple cider was the star of the
all-time star. Phenomenal. But the apples make
maybe our podcast is just going to become about food. I think we talked about that for 30 minutes. We did just eat, so don't think that like we're just being hungry and talking about food because we're hungry.
The apples make a nice transition, though, because I got to enjoy some great apples on a brisk fall walk today.
Oh, yeah. We took those apples for a walk after I was done student teaching.
So to kind of describe to you where our house is, you know, many of you may know from us talking before that we live right across the street from the winery, and about less than a quarter mile down the road from us, the road kind of ends, but then there's like a more of like a service road that just kind of goes off into the woods, and so.
But everything is so beautiful. Like, don't think service road, like busted road that's like
falling apart. No.
I'm painting the image. Painting the scene here. Like, they're looking. Imagine tall, what kind of trees are they?
I don't know.
Dogwoods or, I don't know, pine trees. Really, really, I think they're dogwoods. They're really, really tall, thin trees, all kinds of beautiful tall trees. And all these different shades of green and the sunlight pouring in. And it's just beautiful, a beautiful walk through the woods.
Yeah, okay. So,
but yes,
we went on a walk with Lady and took apples in hand and started off on this journey and ventured through the woods for a while, and then it comes out into these fields on both sides of the road. Mm-hmm. We walk a little bit further, and then we hit the Colonial Parkway, which, for those of you who don't know the colonial area of Williamsburg, the Colonial Parkway is like a really old road that's kind of like a cross between a street and a highway, and it's like made with like, not brick, but like, it's kind of like old pavement.
Rocky stuff.
Yeah. Just on the other side of that is the James River. So like,
beautiful. Let me tell you something. I've always wanted to live somewhere where I could what, Greg?
Live by water.
Always wanted to live by water. I was like, I need to live somewhere where I'm so close to water because that's my peace. Like, that's my serenity. That's where I go to when I feel, on days that I feel like running, I just go and find water and just breathe in and breathe out and just like relax. So
yeah. And so this was like from our front door. To the thing, walking was like 40 minutes.
Yeah, we walked a slow mile and a half.
Well, I mean, it was a mile and a half from the road where the road changed. So, you know.
Yeah, it was an amazing little trip, and we'll definitely be making that more on Lady loved it. But more on days where we have more time and not like a quick morning walk. But it was so beautiful, and we just sat at the river.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. It was a great find. We've had some great finds so far in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
True. And our most exciting new find is we found, so our house is subdivided and we found our neighbors, but what? We could talk about this now because it's official.
Hey,
this is a shout out to our friends Danielle and Isaac because they're moving here.
I think I was supposed to go.
I was nudging him, but you can't see that on the podcast.
However, obviously, I'm very excited. Great friends.
This is Greg's excited.
College friends.
I'm very
excited. Mutt Long Camp friends. Merry awesome friends.
People. Yeah, but yeah. Just awesome people who love us and love people and love adventures and love dogs and love Jesus. And we're just so excited to have them in our lives.
Oh, yeah. Lady is definitely hyped to have another friend.
Word. They have a dog called Ollie. It's a French bulldog. Oh, my goodness. Its face is her face is so wrinkly and scrunchy, and it's so cute. So we'll be talking about them hanging out on future podcasts. But yeah, welcome to Williamsburg, dear Isaac. Whoop whoop. Can't wait to see you in T minus. How many days? 13 days?
Yeah, 13. 12. Yeah.
I mean, but who's counting?
Oh, we're not counting.
Right. We're chill. We're cool. Play cool.
Play cool.
Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah. You know, talking about D and Isaac, it's funny how not mellow I was about it, because when we had talked about the things we were going to talk about for this podcast, I was like, okay, cool. And we'll bring up Daniel and Isaac in a very cool, nonchalant way. But I just lost it. I got too hype. But I remember when we lived in New York, and Danielle, was she still, she was doing her, I don't know. I just remember hearing from Danielle, like, early mornings and late nights that year that she was in grad school. And I just totally feel like that's our stage of life right now. Like, especially now with you working the YNAB job and me always doing schoolwork, I feel like we're...
Early mornings for you, late nights for me.
It's just not... Yeah, and then I'm just also doing a lot of work, and we're going to need a lot of coffee. So if you guys want to send coffee our way, then text us and we'll send you our address, because that is going to be like my fuel this year. Early mornings, late nights, not a lot of sleep. Y'all can pray for us.
Yeah, and you know, I've been struggling, not struggling, but tonight, like, thinking about, you know, normally when I'm at work, I like to sit at work with a cup of coffee, but I don't know that I can do that unless I get decaf, because, I mean, working the night shift, once I'm done, I'm going to want to go to bed, right?
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
I mean, caffeine will keep me up all night, so can't really do that.
So here's to a year of late nights, early mornings, lots of coffee, and our friends moving next door. Also, we really, really wanted to make sure that we talked about Puerto Rico for a second, and because this whole podcast thing is about us and what's going on in our lives at the moment of recording it, and the devastation that happened.
Well, with Hurricane Maria, and oh, just like all the devastation from such a natural thing, like the weather. I mean, my mind can't really get a hold of an entire island being just all but out of electricity. Like only about 5% of their power grid is currently operating. And so literally everything, you just think of all the necessities, like hospitals and everything, and everything is being run on generators.
And you know, it's such a tragedy, and it should be approached with empathy and compassion, and just, so I'm really encouraged by the mayors and senators and celebrities and just nonprofits and regular Joe Schmo people, you know, who have stepped up and risen to serve the people in need. And if you're looking for a reputable way to give, or you're maybe thought, where can I give or what can I do? And we found a really reputable
website.
Right. Yeah. UnidosForPuertoRico.com. Sorry if my accent isn't that great.
That's great. And I'll put a link in the show notes if you're looking to donate financially or even just find out more information.
UnidosForPuertoRico.com. I'm trying to sound really Hispanic, even though I'm, you know.
I mean, technically you are Hispanic.
Well, Latina, not Hispanic.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Hey. Latina. Oh, wait. Did you or did you not apply to the Hispanic Scholarship Fund?
Okay, Greg, but, like, they count Brazilians in the Scholarship Fund application thing. That's a section. It's a separate thing.
Oh, you're right.
Anyways. I think UnidosForPuertoRico.com, a great way for you to give and help those who are suffering. And
also, our prayers are going out to Las Vegas right now with the shooting that happened there last night.
Yeah, I actually was procrastinating doing my homework. My mind goes a million miles a minute. And I got a little pop-up news notification thing on my laptop, and I started to read these stories of the people who lost their lives, and I just started to cry. Like, and I think we need to cry. Like, we need to cry over the devastation in Puerto Rico. We need to cry over the shooting in Vegas, because, like, these things are atrocities. They're awful, and they people's lives are being lost. People's lives are being ruined. Some lives are just completely being wrecked, and it's just so important for us to feel for the different humans, whether they're in the same country as us or not, to just care for them, right? The human condition, to have a heart, to feel the hurt, and find a way that we can ease the pain of others.
Yeah, there's all kinds of pain and hurt in the world and going on, I mean, around the world and in our backyards. And I think that sometimes it's easy to watch the news and just create these barriers or distance ourselves from them emotionally and not remember that everything that you see on TV, mm-hmm. like, they are people, and they mm-hmm. have families just like you, and they have brothers and mm-hmm. sisters just like you, and they are somebody's brother or sister.
Did you ever watch Mr. Rogers growing up? It's a Beautiful Day.
Yeah. Come on, Teresa.
You're right. You're like stereotypical white boy.
Come on.
Ooh, but anyways, I watched it. And do you remember, like, when he would have, like, a really bad day and he was really upset? Like, and he said that when I would hear the news and it was sad news, I would ask my mom for some to make me feel better or something like that. And she would say to him,
You have a much better memory than I do.
She would say to him, like, to always look for the helpers. And I think that, yes, the world, there's a lot of awfulness in the world. And there's a lot of, like, evil and cruelty and malice, you know? But I think if you know me, you know that, like, my mantra is that, like, light will always outshine the dark, you know, always. You know, good always wins. And that we have to look for the helpers. That's what Mr. Rogers' mom said to him.
Ah.
Is that we have to look for the helpers, and we have to be the helpers. Like, we have to rise up. So once we feel the pain and we feel the heartache, we need to rise up and be the helpers for those who are hurting, you know? And part of my heart for being a helper and everything like that is from what I'm discovering in Ian Morgan Cron's and Suzanne Stabile's book, The Road Back to You, An Enneagram Journey to Self-Discovery, is that it's a lot, very much in my nature, very much in my character to be a helper. That's the Enneagram number that I am. I'm Enneagram number 2. And Greg, we've discovered what his Enneagram is. Any takers? Any guessers?
I'm a number 5, which is an investigator.
Which is 100% him. Oh my gracious.
So we only actually just learned about what this is. Our good friend Steph put us on to the podcast, actually, and then also now the book. And it's full of a lot of information that is really kind of eye-opening mm-hmm. to why we behave in different ways. And
absolutely.
Prior to this, we've both been big into Myers-Briggs personality types.
But this just, oh my goodness.
But this is so much more in-depth.
Yeah, very holistic. It captures you at your healthiest self, and then you at your unhealthiest self, and how you operate in that number when you're both healthy and not healthy, and just the ways that you lean to in moments of stress or in moments of fun. So it's a great book or podcast, depending on what your preference is, to read or to listen. And Greg's find of the week, you want to talk about?
Yeah. A person in our small group actually told us about an app called Read Scripture. And it's put out by one of Francis Chan's organizations. And the whole point is to make scripture easier to not understand, but, like, maybe understand the context of. And so it's broken down in a Bible in a year plan. And it's also put in more of a chronological order. And the beginning of each reading has, like, a short little intro video where they kind of talk about the context of the passage that you're going to be reading that day, which makes it a lot easier to grasp and to really kind of
make your head around.
And also, they took out verse numbers, which takes the focus off of like the number of verses that you're reading and brings it more to like the context of like the letter or the account of what's going on.
Yeah, the history and the story. That's cool. I actually haven't gotten a chance to check it out, but Greg has been raving about it, so I guess I'll have to this week because he's really enjoyed it and it's really helped him just engage in reading and, you know, time with Jesus. yeah, so I think that's everything for our podcast today.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this, our third episode. We'll see you again in 2 weeks, and don't forget, our email address is going to be in the show notes, as well as the link to the Puerto Rico website. We'd love any feedback that you guys have or questions.
And we're not really sure where we're going with this whole thing, as you can tell, but we're just enjoying it. We're enjoying the process, enjoying sharing about our lives, and, you know, the highs, the lows, the new...
If you notice a difference in record quality, we're sitting on our couch this week. So
right.
If you thought it was better before, yeah, maybe just shoot us an email and say, didn't like the sound quality this week. Or, wow, much better than last week.
Right. Last week we recorded at our desk, which is like maybe 5 feet away. But yeah, so that is the difference. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing. If you're listening to this at night, boa noite. If you're listening to in the morning, bom dia, and aproveita o resto do seu dia. And if you're listening to it in the middle of the day, boa tarde.
And if you're listening to it thinking, this is too many Portuguese words, stay tuned next week and we'll unpack all of those phrases.
Good morning, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Bye!